Now, when we come to hair, all of the organs get involved. One of the main reasons why we are losing our hair so much in this day and age, because the kidneys are responsible for the energy of the body. They're the batteries of the body. They are just being absolutely assaulted from every single angle. Comb the scalp every single night. Rake through the head, okay? Go from the front to the back, zhing, zhing, zhing. Do it like 5 or 6 times and then come forwards, go from the back to the front. Hello, my name's Katie Brindle and welcome to Own Your Health. Hello and welcome back to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And in today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about the very common problem of thinning and brittle hair. Now, hair loss is such a main issue. It comes up all the time. Obviously, there is a level of genetics that have to play with hair loss. There is a certain level of that. But aside from that, hair loss is so common because it's affected by all of the organs. If you've listened to any earlier episodes, you will know, and if you haven't, don't worry, I'll tell you now, that in Chinese medicine, the whole health of your body, physical, emotional, spiritual, is completely and utterly controlled by your organs, of which 5 big ones are the big contenders that we really look at, okay? The heart, the lungs, the kidney, the liver, and the spleen. Now, when we come to hair, all of the organs get involved with the hair. That's kind of why gorgeous hair is such a lovely thing, because it's a sign of good health. And interestingly, thick, luscious hair is also a great sign of fertility. So I think that's one of the reasons why we all want to have thick, luscious hair, because it's like, hi, I'm fertile, I'm ready to procreate. Because remember, bodies are responsible for 2 key things. 1, being alive, and 2, procreating. So if your body is not in good nick, it tends to shut down the old procreation because it's got to focus on keeping you alive first. So thinning hair is a sort of symbol that actually my gene pool's kind of waning a bit over here, so don't pick me. So it's not a good thing. So with that in mind, the main organ that we focus on with thinning hair is the kidneys. That's where it all begins. The kidneys open into the hair. Okay, they are responsible for the hair on the head. And one of the main reasons why we are losing our hair so much in this day and age, partly because we're living longer, so therefore our longevity is being looked at more constantly, because in the olden days people died when they were younger, but also because the kidneys are responsible for the energy of the body. They're the batteries of the body. They're responsible not only for your hair, but for your 7-year cycle of life, for your energy, for the balance of yin and yang in the body, for your power. They're literally the batteries. And the thing about modern living is that it really does require us to burn the candle at both ends. So the organ that is being sacrificed at the altar of modern living are the kidneys. They are just being absolutely assaulted from every single angle. And even since I've been publicly talking so much about self-care and owning your health, I have noticed that that assault has actually increased, not decreased, since I've been delivering these messages. I have noticed since the advancements in iPhones and in people watching and playing games on their phones and people sort of watching TikToks and things like that, that noise pollution has increased so much. So I'm very aware of it on trains, I'm constantly on aeroplanes. There's always someone that seems to have a phone on somewhere. And actually that impacts your kidneys, because kidneys open into the ears. So when they open into the ears, if you've got unpleasant sounds or ping, ping, bloop, 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 or someone's like going TikTok, that in the corner, it starts to create a kind of ee-ee-ee at the kidneys, because they don't get the opportunity to relax. Now, this has a major impact when they are already burning the candle at both ends, because kidneys like to rest. Kidneys really, really like to rest. Kidneys do not like the always on energy that we seem to have, that we are constantly available, even at weekends, even on holidays. We have to keep on top of emails. We have to keep on top of our lives. There's always something, and there's always someone that needs us. And it's playing havoc with our kidneys. So what happens is, as the kidneys deplete, because that's what modern life is doing, they have to start drawing the energy inwards, because the body has to basically start to make some decisions. It has to start saying, well, if the kidney energy is nice and full, then I can have full hair at the same time. But if the kidney energy is starting to weaken, I need to start sucking that energy in, and it's likely to come in from the extremities first, because it's not essential to have great hair. It is nonetheless essential to keep these kidneys going. It's a bit like keeping the NHS going in lockdown. Everything else ultimately had to sort of bang to that drum. Keep the NHS going. Everything else had to, we'll just deal with it later. That's exactly what the bodies are doing here. We are here with Dr. Vegan again, this time with their brilliant Hair Savior product. If you're looking to revive your hair's health and luster, then look no further than this Dr. Vegan supplement. It's an award-winning formula containing 14 hair-loving ingredients like anagain, MSM, and biotin. Users have reported visible results in only just 6 to 8 weeks, results including hair growth, shine, and strength. Now, not only is this product really good for your hair, but it's also lovely for the planet as well, because it all comes in biodegradable packaging. And last but by no means least, if you use the code BRINDLE25, you will receive 25% off this fabulous product at Till Point. So there we go. Good for the planet, good for your pocket, and good for your hair. So that's one of the main reasons why we suffer from hair loss so much so in the modern world. Then what happens is, having understood that the kidneys have got this big responsibility, then in come the other organs as well, because the kidneys, or the water element, feed the liver, or the wood element. In the energy cycle of the body, kidneys, water feeds wood, liver. And what happens is, when the liver gets disrupted, the liver is responsible for the smooth flow of qi and blood around the body, which means it's managing all of the energy and blood circulatory functions of the body. Yes, the heart's pumping it, but the liver is managing it. Now, what that means is, if the liver is now getting imbalanced, you're going to start getting stagnation of that energy flow. And what happens is, because the hair is up at the top of the body, often it just isn't really reaching it properly. That's the other issue that goes on. Then the spleen gets involved. The spleen is responsible for the transformation and transportation of food and fluids around the body, i.e. a good, unctuous, nourished blood supply. But if the spleen is also getting tired from this always on and the wrong diet, and we're eating at our desks and we're grabbing food and skipping meals and we're on the wrong diet and da-da-da-da-da and all this narrative that goes on, the spleen isn't capable of doing that, and therefore the hair isn't being fed correctly. Then the heart's getting involved, because the heart is to do with the circulation of the body. So the whole of the circulation needs to flow, and it needs to be full of love and a sort of continuum of positivity and universal love frequency. And it's not really happening, because it's not reaching the extremities of the body. So all in all, everything starts to get compromised. There is a little bit more to it, because the other thing that happens in modern life is, because we're so frenetic with our pace and we're having to kind of go, it creates heat. Creates heat, creates toxicity. And heat has a habit of, the body doesn't want heat around these organs, because it's not good for them. So the body's got loads of different ways that it can manage this heat to get the heat out of the way. It's not going to want the heat in the torso. So the body tends to push the heat up and out. Okay. And depending on the person, and depending on their constitution, and depending on the way that their life is, and depending on a whole load of other factors, in the case of thinning hair, it tends to go up. And then, of course, the body's trying to release the heat through the head. Now, heat is hot in nature. So hot singes and burns. Now, in men, their natural body temperatures are higher than women. So what happens when that heat goes to the head in men, it's burning through the hair follicle and they get hair loss. With women, our natural body temperatures are a little bit lower. So what we tend to find is that heat goes up, but because we're slightly cooler in the first place, it's more singeing. So it's a slightly lower, a slower process. So we tend to find with ladies that our hair thins and weakens and becomes more brittle in nature, and it starts to sort of lose its composition. It's not necessarily falling out quite as fast as our male counterparts, although that is massively on the increase now with modern living. So what do we do there? Well, the best thing that you can possibly do to actually address the actual hair loss in its location, use a jade comb. There's loads of them available. And you basically comb the scalp every single night. If you don't want to use a jade comb, you can use your fingertips. You basically rake through the head, okay? Go from the front to the back, zhing, zhing, zhing. Do it like 5 or 6 times and then come forwards. Go from the back to the front, zhing, 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 zhing to the front 5 or 6 times. And really massage over the scalp. But raking the scalp, especially in the springtime, is a very, very good way to deal with hair loss. There's a couple of little massage points as well, which are also quite useful, as well as everything else that I've explained. Because if you just palpate these massage points and go, oh, it hasn't worked, I'm like, yeah, because there's quite a lot to sort out. But if you're doing everything else, one of them is gallbladder 20, which is that lovely soft fleshy bit at the back of the neck, just either side of the spine, that lovely fleshy bit just under where the skull meets the neck, just there, gallbladder 20. It's a natural dip. And then the other one is the 100 meeting points. If you put the root of your hand at the top of your ear and then join your middle fingers together at the top of the head, it's just there. And that's a really useful point to stimulate on a daily basis, but you need to be doing that in conjunction with all of the other advice I'm giving you, because on its own, it's not enough when you're dealing with everything else I've just spent 9 minutes explaining. So there we go. That is a little bit of a podcast all about hair health. There is a free fact sheet and a masterclass all about this on my website. And all of the fact sheets to do with the organs are also readily available on my website if you'd like more information. Please don't forget to rate and review me on Apple Podcasts and follow me on Spotify. And also leave your comments on TikTok, Instagram and YouTube if there's anything else I can help you with owning your health.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.